Another thing the Bible can do for us is help us to build a healthy spiritual foundation for our life. Now, if you don't know what you need to know, then you can't have that spiritual foundation. So I want you to think of how lack of knowledge can be detrimental for your well-being. Are there any personal circumstances you can think of that turned out negatively for you because of lack of knowledge? Now read Hosea chapter 4 and verse 6. After reading that, write down who is destroyed for lack of knowledge. God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. It doesn't say God's enemies, but God's people. And then the fallout for that is God's people's children suffer as well. So it's so important to get the knowledge of God. Now read with me Isaiah chapter 5, verses 13 through 14. And what is the reason that people go into bondage? Because of lack of knowledge. Lack of knowledge can lead someone into the bondage of a bad loan or something like that. But this verse also tells us it can lead us right into hell itself. So when we open up the Bible, we should be looking for truth, for revelations of Jesus, for correction, and all of that stuff so that we can have knowledge and keep us from being put into bondage so we can have eternal life. Accurate biblical knowledge is our key to victory. In Luke 11, verse 52, it says, "Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter in yourselves, and those who were entering you hindered." You've taken away the key of knowledge. The point I want to make here is that knowledge is a key. Knowledge is a key to blessing. Proverbs 11:9 says, "The hypocrite with his mouth destroys his neighbor, but through knowledge the righteous will be delivered." So you can't believe everything everybody says. You can believe God. You can definitely believe God. You can believe Jesus. Psalm 17:4. "Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept away from the paths of the destroyer." God wants to keep us from destruction. And then John 8:31 and 32, Jesus said to those Jews who believed him, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Another way to say make you free is to say keep you out of bondage. So knowledge is a key. A key that is not used does no good. You can't start your car without a key. You can't, if your house is locked, you need a key. Well, the knowledge of God unlocks the knowledge of heaven and opens the door for blessing to us. So we should be looking for biblical knowledge as we open the Bible. Now, I want to look at four more scriptures, or have you rather read James 1, 18 through 25, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 29, and Luke chapter 6, verses 47 through 49. I like in James 1:18, it says we are brought forth. The New International Version says we're given birth. That's a spiritual birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. I like verse 22. It says, be a doer of the word and not just a hearer, lest you deceive yourself. There's some good verses there to look at. I like 2 Corinthians 3:18 that says, through the Lord. See, we find Jesus in the Bible, and by looking to him, we find that true, accurate picture of him. We go from glory to glory. And then in Matthew 7, in verses 24 through 29, we find that when we build on the word of Jesus, we're like a man who's building on a rock. And then the storm comes. The storm comes and beats on that house, but it does not fall. And that's the kind of house, that's the kind of person that we want to be. So I encourage you to memorize any of these verses that have stood out to you. Open your Bible and look for those points, those things. Look for an accurate picture of Jesus. Look for truth. Look for correction and instruction in righteousness. Look for these things and act on them, and you'll be blessed.